Current News, I'm John Scott. Iran has sent ballistic missiles and dozens of drones into Israel in response to overnight Israeli airstrikes designed to destroy Iran's nuclear development program. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson spent 5 hours with President Trump in the White House Situation Room as the Israeli airstrikes unfolded Thursday night. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Johnson declared that Israel had no choice but to act.
Israel was backed into a corner, felt as though it had to act to defend its own existence. Iran was very close to actually obtaining, building their own nuclear arsenal, and something had to be done. So personally, I fully support, of course, Israel. I think our nation does as well. We understand they must do what they must do, and we'll see what happens next.
Speaker Johnson's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. About 200 Marines have moved into Los Angeles and will protect federal property and personnel. Major General Scott Sherman, commander of Task Force 51, who is overseeing the 4,700 troops deployed, said that the Marines have finished training on civil disturbance and they have now begun their operations in Los Angeles. The India plane's black box has been found.
Officials say the key item was recovered from a rooftop near the crash site. The black box recovery marks an important step forward in the probe, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said in a social media post. The flight data recorder has the information on engine and control settings, and that this should show quickly if there was a loss of engine power or lift after takeoff, and thus allow a preliminary determination of the likely cause for the crash. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
This is SRN News. Lawmakers in England might expand abortion this month.
Currently, British women can terminate their pregnancies up to 24 weeks. That's 6 months into a pregnancy. But several MPs have introduced a measure that would legalize abortion right up to the moment of birth. Polls in the United Kingdom show only 1% of the general public supports late-term abortion, but about 70% of lawmakers do, and they're planning to do something about it. The vote could come as early as next week. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lambda Legal, which fights any efforts to curb the LGBT agenda, has raised $285 million so far this year. That cash will go to challenging laws in several states that seek to prevent boys from playing sports against girls or using their bathrooms and locker rooms. Lambda Legal is also fighting efforts to keep teachers from promoting the LGBT lifestyle to small children. This is SRN News. House Republicans have narrowly advanced a request from the White House to claw back $9.4 billion that lawmakers have already approved for public media and more than a dozen accounts across the State Department focused on foreign assistance. More from Bernie Bennett.
The vote is a major victory for President Donald Trump, who had been lobbying hard for lawmakers to pass the legislation, including in a social media post shortly before members went to the floor. Speaker Mike Johnson says this vote is a good first step.
Today's passage of this initial rescissions package marks a critical step towards a more responsible and transparent government.
One yes vote recorded, Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who is known to frequently break with his party. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Meta is making a $14.3 billion investment in artificial intelligence company Scale and recruiting its CEO Alexander Wang to join a team developing superintelligence at the tech giant. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.